With Theatre Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, here we are. It's the new year. Have you written any checks yet that have last year's date on them?
I haven't. I did write a couple of 2012 checks during 2011. I guess I was just eager for the new year,
Well, the new year is going to bring a lot of theater. And what caught my eye was the return of Alec Baldwin. Imagine Alec Baldwin coming in and doing a reading.
He's done it before. He did read art for Road Less Traveled Productions. This time they're doing it here at UB, up at the Center for the Arts, and it's going to be Clifford Odets' The Big Knife.
One of those film noirs that you love to see.
Well, it is best known as film noir. It was originally written as a play, but is best known from its film version with Jack Palance and Ida Lupino.
What a great combination between the two. You know, not second rate, but secondary actors that have a great deal of character that they bring to any role.
Now, hold it there. Ilka Chase was in that, too, you know. And Shelley Winters. Quite a film, and it's about blackmail and intrigues in Hollywood. I've seen Alec Baldwin on the stage a number of times, 20th Century, in which he was wonderful, and a number of times when he's appeared on the Broadway stage.
Well, he's gotten to be quite a television actor with, 30 Rock, that's been going on for a long time.
Well, that's the way with television. It was Julie Harris who observed the first moment she appeared on Knott's Landing, more people saw her in that 1 second than had seen her in the cumulative audiences of her entire stage career. That's television.
That's discouraging, too, as well. Upcoming is Avowal. It's a play by Bill Davis.
Yes, Bill C. Davis, a play about a gay couple asking their Catholic priest to marry them, which, of course, he cannot do.
That's not going to happen.
And he has, the priest himself has another romantic crisis in his own life. And this is the first time that this Bill C. Davis revision, he revised his own play. It was a hit several years ago, and he's doing it again. So BOA is bringing it back with some of the same actors who did it before. And that's at the end of the month. This week, though, two interesting openings that we talked about before, A.R. Gurney's Black Tie.
The Black Tie.
And the John Cameron Mitchell, Stephen Trask rock musical, Hedwig and the Angry Inch with Lorraine O'Donnell. We've been waiting for these to arrive, and here they are this week.
Once again, the Buffalo theater scene seems to give an opportunity to some plays that otherwise wouldn't get seen.
It's interesting that we do. The reach from A.R. Gurney with his WASP sensibilities, and that is the case with Black Tie again. It's a family wedding, a clash of old values, new conventions.
Is it the grandfather that appears as a ghost and speaks to the...
The father of the groom, exactly. You know, what's going on here? Why aren't you in black tie? And then Hedwig, which is about an East German man who's become a woman in order to escape the communist bloc, leaving for America with a GI husband who leaves her on their first anniversary just as the Berlin Wall is coming down. And that's a pretty large stretch, opening in a single week in one town. And it's true, Buffalo does have opportunities that other towns of our size usually can't give their audiences.
Continuing in that vein, Words of Choice kind of fit into that category.
One of my favorite little companies, Brazen Faced Varlets, doing Words of Choice, which is excerpts of the works of advocates for reproductive freedom, and it's being performed to coincide with the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Yeah, from A.R. Gurney to Words of Choice, again, that it's a large stretch.
When was the last time you saw Brendan Behan play?
Well, I saw the Being Behan that the O'Neills did years ago. I don't remember what I've seen in the interim, but they're bringing in The Hostage.
At the ICTC, the Irish Classical Theatre.
On the Andrews stage, and that is again coming in the middle of the month, and of January 12th opening with a very strong cast. Tom Zindel, Maureen Ann Porter, Tom Laughlin, who I always enjoy, Bethany Sparaccio, Joshua Radford, whom I know less well.
Some of Buffalo's best.
Yes, they are some of Buffalo's best.
You know, not only does Buffalo have a deep and wide theatrical background, but it continues to have ordinary plays, extraordinary plays, the kind of plays that tease your sensibilities.
Absolutely. The new year, indeed, 2012, and some plays never seen here before. It's exciting.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.